Welcome to the Offshore Fishing Report, presented by Angler News SA, South Africa's first fishing podcast series, to bring you the latest reports, hot or not, from Sadwana to Namibia. Here's your host, Vinesh Sugreem, and this show is proudly brought to you by McChrystal Insurance Brokers. Are you looking to save on your marine insurance? Well then, McChrystal Insurance Brokers are your complete resource for all your marine insurance needs. They offer affordable plans for almost every type of boat, yacht, or personal watercraft. Give them a call on 0860-222-552 to start building your policy with a boat insurance quote today. McChrystal Insurance will ensure your freedom to play.
Hey guys, welcome to another South African Fishing Offshore Report presented by yours truly, Vinesh Sugreem. Thanks for tuning in and thanks for sending through all your comments and your images and your support for the podcast. It is growing really well and we are glad we can be of service to you. And while we're on that note, guys, don't forget, hit that subscribe or follow button on whichever podcast channel you're listening to the show on to make sure you get put onto the right fishing spots for wherever you're going to be fishing this weekend, because I can get guarantee you there are going to be rods bending this weekend. The weather conditions are looking fantastic, and from the reports that we've got in this week, we've heard of cob, we've heard of salmon, we've heard of shoalcooter, we've heard of snook, we've heard of huge tuna, and even sardines. So with that being said, let's get into this week's fishing report, starting off in Sadwana Bay, where there's been a few marlin being caught, a couple tuna, a couple cooter, and let's not forget, there's the main manner that's going on. And although fishing is a bit slow for the guys who's fishing the competition, we do have Richard out there, one of our correspondents, that's going to still keep us updated with what's been going on. And I'm sure next week, Richard will provide us with a decent fishing report of what went down at the main minor for this year. And staying on the north coast of KZN, our contributor Dennis has been exceptionally helpful for us, as he's been sending through reports at least two or three times a week. And the fishing has been fairly good offshore. This is what Dennis had to say on his latest report.
G'day, Vinesh. Yeah, no, nothing much has changed. Still basically the same. You know, guys are doing well on the ski boats. Cooter, tuna, the odd dorado, and also some nice prodigal suns have been coming out as well. But off the shore, been very quiet. The odd shad and a stumpy or two, but yeah, very quiet offshore. Up towards Vidal, sort of Mission Rocks, and then south on the ledges at Vidal, a lot of guys are getting pressed by flatfish and the odd kingy, but that's about it.
Thank you, Dennis. And once again, a huge shout out to you. And, you know, we really appreciate your contributions to the podcast series, as well as keeping us up to date with what's happening in St. Lucia on a weekly basis. Now, next off to Richards Bay, where I've chatted to Jason, and the report from Richards Bay is that there's still the shoalcooter around, quite a few of them, but there's also one or two decent ones in between. There's been reports of one or two of them being over 20 kilos. And apart from the cooter, there's also the cob. Well, your cob, your salmon, that's around. However, the biggest challenge up on Richards Bay right now is, can you get that fish out? Because a lot of them have been lost to the tax man, unfortunately. In the Richards Bay Harbor, there's still some nice-sized grunter being caught. And there's also the odd skates that's coming out. Well, that's if you're into having that type of fight. But apart from that, Jason says weather's looking very good for this weekend. The seas are looking nice and small. So looking forward to more reports out of Richards Bay from next week. Next up, Mtinzini Banks, where we can always expect our honest report from Nick. And this is what Nick had to say about the offshore fishing for this past week.
Yeah, hello guys. Out deep sea. We haven't had a lot of guys out going out today. We had a decent size hammer that actually got absolutely bitten in half just behind the dorsal fins. So the tax man taxed the tax man, as they say. The guys have been catching cooter, mainly cooter, with the odd yellowfin and kingfish. At least I'd probably say nearly every time they've gone out, they've had a go at kingfish, mainly nice big brassies. There was a GT caught, but yeah, most of them are brassies. On our river, been quite quiet except for the guys fishing the stone wall going up toward the inland, sort of going west. As far as the corner of the Zini River Estate, there's a whole section of banks of rock on the right hand side of the river, and that seems to be where all the river snapper were. The mouths for some reason have gone quiet. I don't think it's due to gill netting, because the park board operate there a lot. I don't know. The crest probably just decided to move upriver because the food was up there. Live mallet being a killer. Oh, we're just going to look forward to what's happening. We've got the southwesters come through now. It's just cool things down and it's going to unsettle the sea. There was a bit of weed about on Saturday and Sunday, I believe. That's it.
Thank you for that, Nick. Always, always great to have your contributions part of our show. And we look forward to next week's one. Like you said, after the sea has been settled, let's see what it produces. Okay, and now those areas like Stangas and Kwazi, Amshloti, Tinley Manor, and Balito, there has been a plethora of reports coming in that there has been snook, kuta, and tuna. Anglers have been having a blast out there. It has been very, very good fishing. And with the good weather coming up this weekend, I'm certain that good fishing is going to continue. Durban, unfortunately, has slowed down a touch since our last report, apart from the good bottom fishing. But we're going to leave it to Brad, our weekly contributor of Durban, to tell us what he's experienced this past week off the Durban coastline.
With the big cyclonic swell, which was pushing through at the beginning of the week, fishing was pretty much non-existent or very difficult. Where we did manage to get out, we did got some very nice bottom fish. We managed to get one Dorado on the trawl back home, some very nice Englishmen coming out, some rockhards, and your general slingers, soldiers. The kuta, they seem to have been sitting around the Durban north towards the Shloti side. For the reason, there's one or two off the bluff, but the water's been pretty much dirtyish on that side. Conditions are a lot better on the north.
Thank you for that report, Brad. Once again, reiterating that North Coast seems to be the area that's producing the fish at the moment. And now next off to the Warner Beach Toti area, where we are speaking to Brian, and Brian is another weekly contributor that's put together a decent report for us. Here's what he had to say.
Hi, Vinesh. Yes, as far as the reports go, the sea hasn't been that wonderful. You know, a lot of swell. But on the occasion that the guys managed to get out to sea, the guys have been getting some snook, some kuta, odd yellowfin tuna, but no fireworks. You know, it's a fish here and there. One or two good kuta in between, some nice-sized kuta around as well. You know, but again, not fireworks. Hopefully next week will be better. Thanks, Vinesh. Cheers.
Thank you, Brian. And yes, although it's not fireworks, that's what we are about here at Angler News South Africa, putting you on the fishing spot, whether it is good or not. Now, just about 10 minutes up from Warna Beach is Scottborough, and this is what Mike from MTD had to say about the fishing this past week.
How's it, Vinesh? Yeah, fishing-wise, been a bit quiet, as far as I know, but day before yesterday, not yesterday, the day before yesterday, the ocean was flat, 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 and there was a ton of boats and paddle skis out, and they all caught lots of kuta, but small kuta, little salty kuta. I weighed a few of like 3.4, 3.7, 5 kilos. Yeah, so there was lots of kuta, but that was the day before yesterday. And then yesterday, the wind direction changed to northeastern, and the sea wasn't so lekker. And then today, it's raining, and also not so lekker. But day before yesterday, lots of kuta.
Thank you for that, Mike. And guys, just in case you're wondering, this report Mike mentioned talking about yesterday, well, this report came in on Tuesday, the 2nd of March. So yeah, just another report coming in where it seems as though the North Coast seems to be fishing better than the South. However, if you are in the South, there's still something to catch. Rounding off on the lower KZN, areas like Port Shepstone, Shelly Beach, Margate, Port Edward. This is where the fishing has been picking up again. This is due to the clearing up of the water. It's not as dirty anymore, so the guys have been getting kuta. They've been getting tuna. However, the tuna is pretty small, 4 to 5 kilos from the reports that has come in. Biggest issue again, the sharks. Taxman is taking pretty much everything that they can get out there. However, there has been some nice cracker, and the bottom fishing has been really something to brag about from the anglers. The catches of the week has been Scotsman and Englishman, and also some very nice catfish rocker. Your top water temperatures down in the south has been 26 degrees and the bottom being 19 degrees. So that rounds off our KZN report. Now moving on to Zepa Bay, where our correspondent Owen Richter has given us a bit of a report. It's more on the rock and surf end, not too much of a report on the offshore side. But if you are in the area and you want a wetter line, this is what you can expect.
Morning, Vinesh. Yeah, no, listen, once again, here in Zippa Bay, fishing's fishing. Of course, with the whole drone story, a very sore subject at the moment, but life must carry on, eh? Let's start off at edible fishing. There's been some cob around on bait and squid and stuff. Your bronze bream. The local fish are still been biting. There's been the odd garrick, and we had a lot of east winds. So odd garrick every now and again comes out, but raggies are full up all over the show. So, but nevertheless, the guys who like scratching think they're doing all right, huh? They're scratching some nice fish. So let's just have a look what happens now. In the next day or two, the winds change back to west, and hopefully we'll be getting some more garrick. But of course, yeah, that's him for now. There's been some edibles around, so the guys who like scratching will catch an edible fish around Mazeppa.
Thank you for that report, Owen. Always good to hear what's happening in Mazeppa. Now, next up, East London, where we have one of our regular contributors, John, from East London Skiba Club, to give us a very detailed report of what's been going on this past week. Here is John.
Yeah, Vinesh, just an update from East London. Fishing was very bad for about a week. When I say bad, it wasn't that it was so bad. It was just weather didn't permit us to get out, and we knew the water was nice and warm and game fish have been around, so we had to just wait for the water to improve. And improve it did. This past weekend, on Saturday, the water and the temperature was good and the wind had died down enough, and three clubs in the East London area got competitions going, namely Quilliga Ski Boat Club, Ganubi Marine Club, and Christmas Rock Ski Boat Club, or Christmas Vale Ski Boat Club. Those three clubs had competitions on Saturday, so many boats went out, and also East London Ski Boat Club had quite a few boats out. East London Ski Boat Club, two of their skippers there landed marlins. One unfortunately died in the fight and was brought in, and the other one was released. So very nice to see marlins still around. And then the Quilliga Ski Boat Club boats, three of the boats brought in quite a few bonito. So a lot of bonito around, probably 20 or 30 bonito were brought in. And then some really, really nice bottom fish came in. A red steambrass of 21 kilos was caught, a nice red stump or Natal stump, where we call them Miss Lucy, of about 5 kilos was caught. And then a club record soldier, or a lot of people call them Santa, of almost 6 kilograms was caught, which is a new club record. So well done to that angler. And then, yeah, the inshore, the water was very dirty and muddy and green. But if you got onto fish, they were biting in that dirty water, funny enough. And people in the inshore, some boats caught some nice fish and some didn't. So if you were on the fish where they were biting, even in that muddy, dirty water, some nice fish were caught. Out on the shelf, it got pretty ugly. The wind picked up and the conditions weren't so good, but some of the boats stuck it out, and a few fish came in from the outside. Some carpenters, or dogs as we call them, came in. Some butterfish, I mentioned a nice Lucy came in, one copper, and a few other odds and ends. I know one of the Ganubi boats got some very, very nice fish on the shelf. So they got some Miss Lucy's, they got Dacherat, also a couple of our boats got Dacherat. And then just going across to Christmas Rock, I saw a few nice cob were caught there, and also some other nice fish. So generally a very good weekend for fishing. Sunday the wind picked up not too nice, so I don't think many boats went out. Nice to see the game fish are still around. I'm hoping the weather's got worse again, so I'm hoping it improves good enough to go out soon and have a look around. So yeah, that's a report from East London. We're anxious to get out there and see if the good fish are still around. Thanks, Vinesh. Cheers.
Thank you so much for that, John. Your knowledge and your detailed report is always valued to us. I am glad to hear the fishing did pick up from last week and really spiked, and although it's going down, we'll be crossing fingers for that fishing to continue, especially with that marlin being around still. Yeah, very, very hopeful that the guys are going to get out and give us more reports for next week. Next up, we are stopping in Port Alfred, where we are chatting with Desmond. And Desmond has given us a bit of a report as well. This is what he had to say.
Hello there. The sea wasn't bad, but the water is very cold. Only red carpenters and dick peckies and one Cape gurnet. No hake, no cobbleyo. The other guys, I heard they caught some cobbleyo in the east. And and a few sharks, but that's about all. It's raining here now, so I think about in 2 days' time we'll go out again. Thanks, I.
Thank you for that, Desmond. Guys, Desmond is going out fishing from Friday and through the weekend, so we'll get another report of Port Alfred next week. Now, off to Port Elizabeth, where we are chatting with Lando, who is another weekly contributor to the Angler News podcast series. Lando always has his ear to the ground. This is his report of Port Elizabeth this week.
Yeah, morning, guys. Listen, yeah, the weather has been obviously a bit tricky again, but the guys went out on I think it was Saturday. There was a competition down here and the fishing wasn't that bad. The guys got quite a few of the redfish, Busterman, the guys that were trolling, they got some bonnies. Guys that went out a little bit further got some skipjack tuna. That's in the Port Elizabeth area. And then the guys that were down the Cape St. Francis area, they've been catching tuna on bait and obviously trolling. Then there's been there's been quite a lot of fish around when they found the birds. Yeah, so fishing, yeah, you know, during the week was a little bit tough because of the weather, but then they got that one gap and they made it count. And then they also got some keelback down Cape St. Francis way. So if we could just get a bit more west wind, yeah, it would be great, because we've been having a lot of east wind and a lot of cold water. So if you've managed to find where there's a little bit more warmer water in certain areas, and it's also the more experienced guys have been using their cop with where to fish and that. So yeah, so and now we did get some west yesterday, so hopefully in the next couple of days the guys are going to get quite a lot of bonnies spinning, trolling, skipjack tunas. And then I think it was Cape St. Francis that a beautiful tuna run for that one day, and then hopefully yeah, and P we're going to get it also. So if we can just find the bait fish holes, I think we're going to have a good next 2-3 weeks. So let's see what happens. Okay man, have a lucky day. Cheers, bye.
Thank you, Lando from Elcox. We really appreciate what's going on in East London and your contribution to letting us get onto the right fishing spot. So now for the next report on the South African coastline, we are in Jeffreys Bay, and this is where you can expect some nice yellowfin tuna, Dorado. There has been a report of some marlin coming out, as well as some decent bottom fish. The weather's looking good in Jeffreys Bay from the reports we've got. Everyone's expecting a good fishing weekend, so if you're in the area, definitely go and wet a line. If you also look into kind of rock and surf as well, very, very good fishing. Anglers are all over the beach where they catch a nice cob, bronze bream. If you're into your shark fishing, some raggies, diamonds, gray sharks, hammerheads, the odd blue ray, St. Francis as well. Lots of shad, the odd cob, the odd cracker, and lure seems to be getting your garrick and your yellowtail at the shark point. Your water temperatures in the area is between 18 to 19 degrees, but yeah, Jeffreys Bay is certainly a hot spot at the moment. Our next stop is Plettenberg Bay, where the sardines are bubbling over. This was coming from Patrick at Plettsports, and he has just sent me some incredible footage with his hatches being full of sardines. In fact, all the hatches, all the cooler boxes. But this is what Patrick had to say. Listen to this.
A report from Plett. Last week we had some better temperature, up to 22.5, but still a very brown color. So the fishing hasn't been all that good here. We're still lacking our game fish. Yeah, inshore stuff, couple of Romans, some Miss Lucy's, which are red stump noses, and quite a bit of hake and gurnet on the deeper marks, but no sign of cob yet. The water crashed yesterday. It's like 13 degrees, but with that, piles of sardines came through. So nice early little bit of sardine run. I got myself about 250 kilos from the boat. I'll send you some footage. And yeah, there were a couple of fish with it. There were some big black skates, some bronzies and everything else, a few garrick, but with the water cracking, everything just pushed out the bay. So yeah, I hope that's useful and I'll send you some footage.
Thank you for that, Patrick. And that footage really was incredible. We will be putting it up on the social media pages, and I'm sure Patrick would probably do the same as well. So a good, honest report of Plettenberg Bay. Although the fishing is a bit tough, there is still fish to be caught. And let's see what happens with the conditions after this weekend. Now, next up is Mossel Bay. This is where we've made a few calls to a few tackle stores, a few of the skipper clubs, as well as the charter guys. And there has been a few cob. There's been some mussel cracker, some small culune on the inshore. But the sea's looking good. The weather's looking good. So let's hope that there's more fishing to come out of Mossel Bay this weekend. Unfortunately, we can't say much about Stray Spy because there's still no boats. Guys still can't get their license. chances, you know. So unfortunately, oh, stress by, sorry guys, we're just holding thumbs for you and hoping you can get out soon enough. Betty's Bay as well, not the greatest of fishing this past week. The wind is not too bad. From a few couple yo being caught on the inshore, not much to report off Betty's Bay. Gordon's Bay as well, heavy winds has been holding the anglers back this past week. However, on the earlier days of this week, they did get lots of tuna. So now for some better news, Hout Bay. This is where I've seen some footage of some monster tuna, and this came out with a good report, who is a highly reputable charter operator. His name is Sean, and this is what he had to say about fishing in Hout Bay this past week.
So good morning, Sean here from Hooked on Africa Fishing Charters. The last 2 weeks have produced some really, really good fish, some really nice yellowfin tuna. In addition to that, we managed to successfully catch and release a blue marlin of about 700 pounds last week. So yeah, in between the weather days, we managed to get out and produce some stuff. There was some yellowtail at Cape Point as well, but with the southeasterly wind, the water's now gone ice cold. We had a boat down there on Friday. They got some yellowtail, and some of the commercial dives did pretty well. That currently seems to be the sort of update for the week. We'll be out tomorrow for a half day inshore. Probably go to the current line to try and get some temperature. Robin Island's probably cold. I believe there's a bit of yellowtail at Dassen Island. Those guys would want to go to Dassen. And yeah, let's see what the weekend brings. Friday's a fishing day and Saturday's a fishing day. Saturday we got two big corporate groups out, so we'll give that a whirl. And hopefully you find the big fish. Hopefully they've arrived. Tight lines this weekend and enjoy.
Thank you so much for that, Sean, and we look forward to next week's report. Glad to have you with us. Now, for Cape Town and the surrounding areas of Cape Town, we've chatted with Rudy from Somerset West, and this is what Rudy had to say about fishing in Cape this week.
Good day, good morning. The guys are starting to get some katonkol here by us, just outside the Strand Reefs. Lots of mackerel also in the bay, plenty full of mackerel and moss bunkers, but that's about it. The katonkol showing, and then loads and loads, like rappy fields of mackerel sitting outside, and then underneath the mackerel, the Mars bunker, or as some people know them, horse mackerel, hangs. But that's about all news I got. Not much that I heard about reef fish like Romans and Hottentot, but plenty of the other fish that I told you about. And then one odd yellowtail that got caught also over the weekend amongst the katonkol. So yeah, hope that info will help you. Stay in touch and I'll let you know if I get any feedback. But like I say, that's all I got news about, is the Mars bunker, mackerel and katonkol that's starting to show.
And now staying in Cape Town, from another contributor who's always in the know of what's going on, Mr. Linton Nocky has provided us with a bit of a report. And this is what Linton had to say about Cape Town as well.
Vinny, how's it? Just to put you in the picture, yesterday a couple of Galjoen came out at Macassar, young Galjoen. I know Vickers from MMA, he got, or Triple M, he got a couple of nice Galjoens as well. But Southeast has come up here. We've got a wind. It's not howling, but it's unpleasant. Hopefully with this wind, maybe a couple of cobbies come through. The water was exceptionally clean around my area yesterday, so there's not much happening. But if the guys go to the reef, I'm sure those who go will get cob and bangfish. I don't think any boats went out in the deep, but I'm not sure I'm speaking out of correction. I think the snook is on the west coast again. That's the Cape snook, not the Natal snook.
Thank you so much for that, Linton. We really appreciate your input on this week's fishing reports for Cape Town. Now, to round it off in Namibia, our reports have come in where the fishing has been fairly decent. You can expect some cob, garrick, yellowtail, and kabeljo. Your hotspots in Namibia for this past week has been north of Mile 14, the pump station near Swartkopmund, Cape Cross, but your best fishing areas has been Hurungbay and Andrasakat. So that's all we have for this week's fishing report. I hope it helped get you onto your hotspots. I know it's going to be an epic weekend, and we can't wait to report back to you next week. The weather gods seem to be in our favor to keep our rods bending throughout this entire weekend. As always, special thanks to McChrystal Insurance Brokers for making the show possible. Always remember to respect our bag and size limits and make sure we fish for the future. For Angler News South Africa, I am Vanessa Green, and we will see you next week.
This show is proudly brought to you by McChrystal Insurance Brokers. Are you looking to save on your marine insurance? Well then, McChrystal Insurance Brokers are your complete resource for all your marine insurance needs. They offer affordable plans for almost every type of boat, yacht, or personal watercraft. Give them a call on 0860-222-552 to start building your policy with a boat insurance quote today. McChrystal Insurance will ensure your freedom to play.